Just like when he spoke at the DNC, Castro was introduced by his twin brother, Congressman Joaquin Castro.
You know, over the last 4 years, I have watched my brother do every single thing that he can to make San Antonio the greatest American city we could possibly be. Whether it's confronting our challenges in bringing more jobs to San Antonio, education, with pre-K for SA, health care and combating childhood obesity.
And with his family and friends looking on, Mayor Castro told supporters at the rally on Saturday he wanted to be the first San Antonio mayor to take advantage of the relaxed term limits that allow him to seek up to 4 consecutive 2-year terms.
And from the bottom of my heart, as someone who was born here and grew up here, I also knew that from the very beginning that we had to focus on 2 things. We had to continue to make the investments in infrastructure and in things that are so important to the success of a community, our roads, our river, our buildings, our airport. But we also had to do something that only in public service does the benefit of time allow, which is to not only focus on that which we can touch, but also to focus on a longer-term vision.
Castro could be mayor till 2017, and he told the gathering he wasn't planning on seeking higher office for a while, despite his growing national stature.
So, for those of you who are wondering, I'm not going anywhere. I love our city. I'm committed to making it a better place.
Castro said he wants to be reelected to continue working on pre-K for SA and the redevelopment of downtown. And he said the revitalization of Hemisphere would be his next major initiative. Castro was first elected in 2009. 2 years ago, during his first reelection campaign, Castro won with about 80% of the vote. There's no serious challenger thus far for Castro, but he joked this time he'd be happy just getting over 50% of the vote. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.